USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire claims it was his decision not to submit the whistleblower complaint to Congress. He says no one at the White House or Department of Justice was involved. McGuire also says he didn't turn over the report because he was trying to resolve an executive privilege issue. Vice President Mike Pence is in Indiana on Thursday discussing the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement.
You know, in the Hoosier State, we do two things well. We make things and we grow things, and then we sell them to the world. And as I stand before you today, we have before the Congress what will be the largest trade deal in American history, and I came to Indiana to say it's time for Congress to pass the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement.
Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow was down 89 points to close at 26,891. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A new Quinnipiac poll shows that 57% of Americans do not think President Trump should be impeached. The poll does show a clear partisan divide, as 4% of Republicans and 73% of Democrats do support impeachment. Republican Congressman from Arizona, Debbie Lesko, says this partisanship has to stop.
This is so partisan. I serve on the Judiciary Committee, too, and every single day we have multiple hearings per week.
Lesko was speaking there on Fox News. After a century-long ban, Sydney, Australia is decriminalizing abortions. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Under the previous law in Sydney, an abortion was punishable by up to 10 years in prison. The new law passed this week will allow abortion procedures to be performed up until the 22nd week of pregnancy, and if a woman is to have an abortion after that 22-week mark, two doctors must be willing to sign off on the procedure. Abortion will remain a crime in South Australia.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, Acting Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire wrapped up his testimony before a House Intelligence Committee on Thursday. House Minority Leader, Republican from California, Kevin McCarthy, reacts to what he heard during that hearing.
What we witnessed today was a perfect example of this Democrat majority and how reckless they have handled this significant responsibility. In fact, I want to use Chairman Schiff's own words to describe this Democrat majority. A parody. If you watch Chairman Schiff this morning, to use a fake dialogue at the top of the hearing between President Trump and the President of Ukraine, just shows how unserious they are about getting the facts. For them, it's not about the narrative, nor is it about the truth.
The FDA is still trying to determine why people are getting sick from vaping. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has an update.
The Food and Drug Administration is expected to stop the sales of all flavored e-cigarettes and vaping products in the coming weeks. Acting Commissioner Dr. Ned Sharpless says the FDA will require a pre-market authorization before flavors could be sold once again.
This policy would not mean that flavored e-cigarettes could never be marketed. If a company can show through an application to FDA that a specific product meets the standards set forth by Congress, then the FDA would authorize that ENDS product for sale.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.